USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency after a leak at a wastewater pond in the Tampa Bay area. The leak prompted evacuation Saturday in the area north of Bradenton, Florida. Officials say that pond is at risk of flooding the area with wastewater from an old phosphate plant. Crews attempted to repair the leak in the pond on Friday, but were unsuccessful. They've begun pumping water from the pond, though it could take nearly 2 weeks to completely drain it. And traffic is now flowing normally through the Suez Canal, nearly 2 weeks after it was blocked by a massive container ship. The Suez Canal Authority says the final 61 ships that were backed up by the grounding of the Ever Given passed through the canal on Saturday, the last of more than 400 vessels that were stuck in the naval traffic jam. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
A former Democratic presidential hopeful is now recuperating after a trip to the ER.
Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Baylor will play for a national championship after defeating Houston in the first Final Four game of the night, 78-59. Davion Mitchell led the Bears with 12 points and 11 rebounds, and Jared Butler added 17. Baylor will take on the winner of Gonzaga and UCLA on Monday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Condolences and tributes continue to flood in for fallen Capitol Police officer William Evans, the officer killed in Friday's attack on a security checkpoint at the U.S. Capitol. Flags at the White House have been ordered to half staff until Tuesday evening for the father of two, who was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Force. The suspect in the attack, 25-year-old Noah Green, was killed by police after hitting Evans and another officer with his car before ramming it into a barricade. Green was shot after exiting his car and running towards police wielding a knife. Congressman Seth Moulton says Friday's attack is a reminder that the Capitol is a constant target. The Massachusetts Democrat tells MSNBC that Congress needs to do what it can to make Capitol Hill safe for all Americans.
Well, it's clearly a constant target. And this is not something that any of us ever expected. I mean, look, I'm a United States Marine veteran. This is exactly what I expected in Baghdad. We were prepared to defend democracy against attacks. Running cars into checkpoints was an almost daily occurrence in that country. But I never imagined it as a lawmaker here in Washington, D.C. So we have to be vigilant, but much more than that, we have to get to the root cause of this violence. And that means that lawmakers need to come together, Democrats and Republicans, and put politics aside, including the politics of this fence, and do the right thing to make sure that Americans, not just lawmakers, but every American, is safe to practice democracy in Washington, D.C.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.